us in Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. I'm Rav Yehuda. Hi, man. Danafek Biyom Nisan. Rav Yehuda taught us if there's a man, if you go out in the days of Nisan, Dafka Nisan, V'chaze Ilane Dekam Lavave, and you see a tree that is blooming, Omer Baruch Shelo Chiser Bolamo Klum. Blessed is Hashem that nothing is missing in his world. Klum, like nothing, you know, like Brachas Mamish Ibanics, beautiful Ibanics. Ubarabo Brios Toivos, and God created beautiful creatures, the Ilanos Tovos, and beautiful trees. Lihis Nahas Bahem Bnei Adam, so that man can get pleasure. That is the statement that Rabbi Yehuda taught us. And it's a very interesting nusach, right? It's like, first we talk about the brios, not just the trees. First we talk about all the creatures. It's like a general praise of Hashem and the great trees. And this is the statement that all, and every word of this, the poskim are going to try to figure out what is the halachic ramifications, okay? So the first question we like to ask is why? What is the idea behind this bracha? In other words, how do we categorize this bracha? So what do you think? What type of bracha do you guys think is going on here? Is it a birchas shevach? Is it hana? Now, hana is usually like, I'm about to get a physical, tangible pleasure. So, you know, like I'm about to eat the Doritos, so I think, thank you, Hashem. Here, it's like, interesting, I'm not getting any particular pleasure from the tree, but I'm, at the same time, I'm anticipating that this tree is going to give the world pleasure. So, I mean, at first, yeah.
It's also a bracha after we see it.
So right.
It's normally a
bracha. Usually right before I do it. Here it's after. One might think it's called the bircha to re'ia. Okay? Like seeing beautiful things. Like we see the Yam HaGadol. But the truth is it's kind of its own category. It's a bircha shevach. Or is it a bircha to re'ia? It's only a once a year bracha. So it's very, very unique. Very interesting. Very special. What's the rationale behind it? So the Shita Mukubetes says it's to praise Hashem. It's to praise Hashem for the ongoing recreation of the universe. And Nisan's the time when the trees are blooming, so it's an opportunity to go out and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly,
what kind of bracha is that? So what kind of bracha?
I think I would call it a birchas shevach, a once a year birchas shevach. That's probably how the Shita Mukubetes would look at it. Similarly, the Rambam, the way he brings it down, it's like when a person goes out to the fields, he sees all the trees blooming, he just wants to praise Hashem. He just wants to say, wow, amazing. So again, it seems like it's a birchas shevach. Now, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's only on a fruit tree. In other words, if I go and I see the redwoods in California, if you ever seen it, it's unbelievable. You could say Maisa Bereishis. But you can't say Birchas Ha'ilonos. Because Birchas Ha'ilonos is only specifically on fruit. So he suggests, why is that? Because fruit is something you don't need to survive. Right? We humans could survive without fruits. I mean, not me personally, because I love my fruits. I don't know how I'd survive without fruits. But everybody else, fruits, it's a bonus. And it's the first thing that Hashem created back in the Garden of Eden to show his love for his brios. So therefore, we're going back and praising Hashem. And as soon as we see that the fruits are starting to blossom, and we're saying, wow, Hashem, you love us so much. And we're expressing the love that we feel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the season of love, in the Chodesh Ha'aviv. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's way of looking at this bracha. Although it's interesting that you would think when you actually see the fruit, then you say, oh, I'm about to eat that juicy orange. But no, it's when the fruit, when you see the beginning of the process of the fruit, the beginning of the process of the redemption, then we bless. Once it's already came, it's like it's too late. And I don't know. I haven't seen any Rabbanim talk about that, but it seems very, very powerful. It's like, We have to praise Hashem at the beginning of the process of the redemption. Once it's already happened, it's like once Mashiach comes, it's too late to go out and praise Hashem. That's easy. We We want to go and praise Hashem when we see the beginning of the process of the redemption. So now in Chodesh Nisan, when we feel like the redemption is coming very, very soon, and it's very, very close, we're looking for the redemption. You know, like I was looking at all the trees and trying to find, oh, is it blooming? Is it too late? That's what we should be doing for the redemption, for the Mashiach. Is it here yet? That's the attitude a Yid must have. Okay, that's a little bit of Ashkafa. Now let's jump into a little bit of nitty-gritty halachic details. Okay, I have 12 questions I want to answer. Question number 2, we talked about why, what's the idea? Which types of trees are included? Okay, we already concluded that it has to be fruit trees. A barren tree is not included in this mitzvah. Some of the Mefarshim say it should be a beautiful fruit tree. Don't take that old fruit tree. You want to do Zekhe Livanveo. You want to do it with the most beautiful tree that you can find. Okay? As we mentioned, it needs to be flowering. If it's already Mevushal, if it's already ready to be eaten, it's too late. You've lost your opportunity to do the mitzvah. Now, I clarified. I looked in the Mishnah Berurah on this one. And you know, the Shulchan Aruch is a little unclear. And flowering, it seems, would also include if the fruit is not yet ready. In other words, if there's still a little fruit, but you wouldn't eat that fruit, then you could still fulfill the mitzvah. Once you can eat the fruit, then it's too late to do the mitzvah. Okay? Got that? Okay. Question number 3. How many trees do we need? Do I need 12 trees? Do I need one tree? So you need 2 trees. Minimally. Okay, I take that back. Maker, then you actually can fill the mitzvah even with 1 tree. But as you hit her mitzvah, many of the posts can bring down, it's better to have 2 trees. Okay, that's a chida, and many, many rabbis bring down, it's better to have 2 trees. I wonder if it goes back to the Garden of Eden, you know, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge. I don't know, some sort of tikkun going on there. But it's good to get 2 trees involved in that process. Okay.
That's why by the
Kaisel
there's
2 potted trees. Oh, so by the Kotel, you're going to see 2 beautiful trees. I would just note that I think it would be better to fill the mitzvah, according to at least to the Rambam, in an actual forest. Or if not a forest, at least a bunch of trees around. Because the whole idea is to be amazed, at least according to the Rambam, by nature. So if it's just 2 random trees at the Kotel, maybe it's not the most mehuder way, according to all the poskim. But anyways, it's got the whole Yiratzon, which makes up for it. Everyone's praying there and davening, and it's beautiful. So it's a beautiful thing to do it at the Kotel. Beautiful thing. Can't go wrong doing it at the Kotel. Also, obviously, at the Kotel, you have the Indian of his reason, Makdim in the Mitzvahs. Right? You're going in right away. You learn about this Indian. You want it, after this year, you're just going to run to the Kotel and or run to Netzach and fulfill the mitzvah as best as you can. Okay? By the way, the Kaf HaChaim actually writes, it's better to go to the forest, to go out of the city. Apparently, it's easier to fulfill the mitzvah when you're in nature, to go to Gan Sakar or something like that, go to Ramot. And if you want to get it according to the Kabbalistic Kaf HaChaim's interpretation, you go outside of the city. Okay? Even though it's
once
better.
Once we've made the bracha one time on those 2 little pots, and we see the forest now.
Out of Shem's name. But once you said the bracha, you only get 1 chance a year. There's always next year. But once you've blessed, you can't go back. I mean, you can go be out to somebody else, but you can't bless yourself. Okay. Weiser, even though I said that it's better to have 2 trees, I'll tell you the story of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was makbid usually to do it on 2 trees, but one year he was going to a house where there was only 1 tree here in Shari Chesed. So they asked him, Rebbe, but didn't you teach us it's better to have 2 trees? He says, yes, but when I do it and that woman's house, she's a widow, she lost her husband, and she gets so much hana'ah from seeing me blessed on that tree, so I'd rather be makpid on Ben Adam Lechavero, and you know, make her din, I fulfilled my obligation, than go all, according to all the chumras. So it's a gvaldiga, good story from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay, onward. When is the best time to fulfill this mitzvah? Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara specifically says Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, Nisan is the ideal time to do it. The Chida writes, even though technically you could fulfill your obligation even in Iyar, if you find trees that are still blooming, and that's how many poskim write, still it's better to do it in Nisan. What if the trees aren't blooming in Nisan? What if you live in Australia and all the trees are blooming in Cheshvan? So can you do it in Cheshvan? So many of the poskim, right? Yes, you can do it. First of all, what are you doing in Australia? You should make Aliyah, and then you can do it in Nissan. Or at least go to America where the trees bloom in Nissan. But on a serious note, it's okay. It's you can do it even in Cheshvan as long as that's when the trees are blooming. All right. There were poskim like the Stechem and Kaf Chaim say only in Nissan, but Lamaisa, if you somehow missed it in Nissan, you can say it in Iyar. Okay. What about saying it at night? Can I say the bracha at night? Titel, he has a right? Yes. You can do it at night. No problem doing it at night. Okay? Okay. Can I make the bracha on Shabbos? Can I make the bracha on Shabbos? Now, this is a big dispute. According to the Kaf HaChaim, a relatively modern-day Kabbalistic halachic poisek, no, you cannot make the bracha on Shabbos. Why is that? He, first of all, he's concerned that you're going to be saying the bracha and you're going to get so carried away, you're going to break off a twig. Second of all, he's concerned about borer. What's the borer? That, according to the Kaf HaChaim, when I say bracha on this tree, I'm freeing up the souls that were trapped in the tree so that they can go to the Olamos. And so, you can't do it on Shabbos because it's a shayla of borer. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but the Kaf HaChaim passed away, and he didn't finish his sefer. So they asked Rav Avadi Yosef to come back and finish up the Kaf HaChaim because he knew the language of the Kaf HaChaim. So he did. But he said, on this psak, I don't understand the Kaf HaChaim. First of all, I mean, why are we so concerned that you're going to come and break the twig? We have examples in the Gemara that you can smell a myrtle on Shabbos. You're not going to come and break the twig just because you're saying Berachas Alanas. Secondly, on a Kabbalistic level, even if you're doing Boreh, you're taking the good from the bad. You're not taking the bad from the good. Doesn't make sense. So the Rav Avadia didn't understand this Kaf HaChaim. And the Aderet, who was also a great Kabbalist and the father-in-law of Rav Kook, would dafka go on Shabbos to make the bracha on Shabbos, get 100 blessings on Shabbos, and maybe for Kabbalistic reasons. Lemaisa, the stipler himself, also would make a bracha on Shabbos. So there are those who say better not to say the bracha on Shabbos, and there are those who say dafka, you should say the bracha on Shabbos. Everyone, it's good. Whatever you do, it's fine. So, certainly, if you see someone making a bracha on Shabbos, you don't have to scream at them and throw rocks at them. Because, you know. Exactly, you don't have to touch the tree. So that's what Rav Avadia said. So you know, you got Rav Avadia to rely upon and the stipler. When you go to Shemayim, if you say bracha on Shabbos, they got your back. All right. Do you need a minion? You do not need a minion, but the Kaf HaChaim brings down that there's an Indian to have a minion, to say a Kaddish, to say Vayinoam, to say Haluka Haluk Kelp Mina Shemayim. And if you really want to go all spiritual, there's a L'Shem Yichud that they bring down at the Kotel. They do every quote related to trees in the world. It's very beautiful. And you get all the Kabbalistic inyanim in there. Okay. Are women obligated to fulfill this bracha? Well, the truth is no one's obligated to do it. It's a mitzvah. But women are mechayev just like men, right? It's a hard tzvi. Even though you might think it's time-bound. But it's not really time-bound. It's just we only have the opportunity to, when you see a tree in the month of Nisan, so then you are able to do it. Similar kind of like to Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana and women is a different discussion. But halacha lemaaseh, women are obligated just like men, according to the poskim. What about blind people? Last night in our Birchas Ha'ilanos tour, we had our good friend Ellie there. So he asked me the shaila, and the truth is I didn't know the answer. So I went inside, and it turns out the Chazon Avadia says, no, better for them to be yotze through someone else. So that, you know, a woman can, or a non-blind person can say the bracha, and they can say amen. But since it's about re'iyah, it's shevach ha'veshem for re'iyah, better not for the blind person to say it himself, but to be yotze, at least according to the Chazon Avadia, but I haven't seen, maybe there are other posts that would disagree. And let's end with this last thought, because we do try to keep it fast-paced here. Why dafka Nisan? Why dafka Nisan? So, I mean, the simple shot is because it's beautiful in Nisan. You see the world blooming. But perhaps we can take it a little deeper. Nisan is a time of redemption. Nisan nigalu, Nisan atidin ligael. We see these trees being freed. It's going to inspire us to free our souls. The Petach Dvir brings down in the name of the Zohar that every Nisan, all of the souls in Shemayim who are stuck and were not able to go to the heavenly worlds, go up to the heavenly chambers, Dafka in Nisan. Nisan is a time when they're able to go free. So we free, according to the Kaf HaChaim, the souls that are trapped in the trees. And in that Dafka in Nisan, which is a month where the souls go up to the heavenly chambers, in the merit of doing this mitzvah with Simcha and freeing all the Chatufim souls stuck in the trees, may all of our Chatufim come home soon, and may we experience Yeshuas and Geulot in our lives. L'chaim, l'chaim. Everyone should just go run and go find your tree to bless upon. And I forgot to mention, bring a little bit of redemption to the world. Thank you to Rabbi Gladstein, Rabbi Shai Schechter, Rabbi Duvi, and many other rabbis who I learned Torah.org in order to prepare for this year. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and I enjoyed learning it. So go bless on those trees. Shkaya.